Last Call with Thomas and Skumba. With Thomas and Skumba.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
It's time to play Battle of the Sexes. And it seems like the gentlemen are ready to play tonight.
Late night gang. Abafitaning to a gang, Bafitunging, Batati, Skumba. Now in Setimina, Kasbatati put.
Okay. That voice note came through for the gents on 063-6880-959.
No Maranjan, sit ready. Ladies, Natula, Natula, sit ready.
He's starting with us, my queen.
He's
starting with
and
us.
And he's a good Leveld. Leveld.
I think he's got a matric at least. But let's see. No, I'm joking.
You know, I hate it when comedians say, I'm defending.
My queen, come on. We've got three rounds, Kai family. General knowledge, first round. Then we go to the sports field. And then after 11, special after 11, it gets naughty on Last Call, Thomas and Skumba. So if you want to play, my queen, send your voice note right here on 063-6880-959. You heard the brother that we're playing against. Sounds pap, ne? See Bambi Lily out. Stressed. The queens have been winning. This is why the gentlemen are stressing out.
Hi, family. Tati here on standby. Ready to defend or lose, whichever it may be.
My queen, are you ready to play, my brother? Ready, where now? Sawubona. Who's there?
Thomas, first of all, I just want to say, gents, we've been losing for...
Three weeks.
For 4 weeks.
A whole month.
Yeah. It's bad. Debza.
Hola, Kumba.
Shabunja now, Tim.
I'm
not. I'm going to say a favor, I'm going to swing it today.
No worries.
No. Plus, no Thomas who ring a church. I don't know my trick.
I'm not.
Okay, ideally.
Tell I must lose first. I can't just disappear.
Listen to this queen.
We must lose first, okay.
Tati, and you heard Kola Debza's on that line. Eh? Oh, my word. Oh, we're going to blow him away.
Wow, pants. Okay, Sol. Bring it up. All righty, Sol.
Let's get the first round out of the way. First round is always general knowledge. Second round is sports. And then the third one is the naughty round.
Please shout your name if you know the answer. We're ready.
Debs on Gila, John.
No, Debs is here.
Okay.
Hi, Thomas.
What do you call a group of snakes? What do you call a group of snakes?
It's Nyoka.
What's the question?
Pindulan, guys. If you don't know, it's fine. Just say, I don't know. You right? You don't know, ne?
No, don't know.
Yeah.
Another group of snakes. It's snakes. Namangas. You need a group of snakes, Thomas.
Snake den or snake pits?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
Okay.
All right.
We're here to school. Oh, I am so proud of this question. What is the name of the first township that was developed in our country? The very first township. Come on.
Tati?
Was it Alexander?
No, not even. Debza?
Sweet.
No, not even.
Come on.
Forget about Gauteng. Forget about Gauteng.
I'm so proud of this question. Let me ask again. What is the name of the very first township that was developed in our country?
I figure Gauteng. Debza?
Kailich.
No.
But you're in the right area. Well done.
Right. Warm. Now figure how to.
Tati. If he's in the right area.
This is a full name service.
Langa.
Yeah, my queen. Come on, man. The right answer is Langa.
Kwalanga.
Brenda Fass is from there and is the only person.
And Thomas Msengana.
No, Thomas.
Ah. And who?
No. Thabo Mngomeni, yes.
Yes.
Mm.
And who? Tando.
Tando Mngomeni.
And no. Tando. They're brothers, Galo.
Yeah. Marama says Thabo Tando.
No, Nansiga.
Thomas, come on.
1-0 to Tati. By the way, question number 3. Does tap water expire?
Tati.
Debza?
Yes, it does.
And if it does, how long does it take for it to expire?
Show
me a man's pants.
60 days.
As bad as 60 days. Hold on.
6 days, 2 months. Come on, fam.
2 months.
Come on.
No.
Come on, Tati. You can win it here.
No.
Yes.
So it has to be more.
Saz, or less. Thomas, I'm going to talk on the radio.
He said what?
Just answer.
He said 2 months.
No. 3 months.
No, 2 months is wrong.
He said 2 months.
Nah, so it means 2 months.
No.
Months.
I mean, this is water.
Yeah.
Between 6 and 9 months?
My queen.
No, come on. No.
No, come on.
No.
Give us one.
Already, no. This question is out. The right answer is 6 months. Done. Next Whoa. Question. No. They got it wrong. Call me the 2. She said 3.
She said
4.
She said 6 months.
Which is 6 to 9. No. I tell her when it's out. Next question. Score is still 1-0. It's going to have a Thursday.
Tsatsi, don't worry. You're 1-0 up in this round. Skumbo, we agree?
Yeah.
You're going to win this one, my queen, because it's time to spell.
Yeah, sure.
Spell the word schizophrenia.
Debza? S?
Yeah.
C?
Mm.
H? I? T. H. N-I-A.
That is wrong.
Tsatsi, they gave you time to Google. How do you spell schizophrenia?
Schizophrenia.
No Kenyan.
Don't distract her. I call K Niggs.
S-C?
Yes, my queen.
H-I?
Yes, my queen.
There's no T. Z-O-Frenia. P-H-Frenia. R-E-N-I-A.
Come on, man! Debza, we lost him, bro. We lost him with Z-O. Yes.
Nalati.
That is round one. We come back. We play round two. Woo!
Please bring back Tati.
No,
Thomas, no. I want to speak to her.
Like music.
Oh, I want to congratulate her. Come on, fam. Don't do that. Tati, well done, my queen.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, we'll be back. Second round is on its way.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
Let's get back to our second round. Before we get to the second round, you're saying Debs is getting a
point for the answer. Yeah, what?
For the water. Because yes. What did he say?
He said yes.
He said yes.
Mm.
Okay.
So the score is 1-1.
Debs will win it by default.
Yeah, thanks.
Sure.
No, thanks to Grant that picked it up. Who's
the
guy? Thank you, Kazi.
Grant, yes, we will pass this.
So thing. The scores are equal.
Tsatsi, you there, my queen?
I'm here.
Okay, so sports round, second round, right? Let's go. How many days until the Soccer World Cup, by the way? How many days until the Soccer World Cup in Qatar? Debza.
Now I'm going to give them time.
Debza.
I think it's a month, 30 days.
No, it's not 30 days.
Tsadzi, what's your guess?
The last time it was, you know, the 40-something days.
Mm-hmm.
I...
Googling.
No, she's not.
No.
She's Googling.
No, she's not.
No, I'll give her a pass.
Time.
And are you passing?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so it's 38 days.
So if you gotta take time, I'm gonna give you 5 seconds. Because Nyeza are gonna be.
Let's get to our second question. How many holes are played in a golf game? How many holes are played in a golf game?
Five, four, 3, 2, 1, and then closed. The answer is
18 holes.
18 holes. Second, but in Bambi, I'll be in that when I'm a 492. Now we count you down. Never says 18 holes.
Debs, you better win this one because your last round, my queen wins every time. So, our third question from the 160 Soweto Derby played. From the 160 Soweto derbies played, how many ended in a draw?
Debza? I think 20.
No, that is the wrong answer. Tati, you've got 5.
Wait, don't 4, put under pressure.
3. Tati? 2.
Yeah.
9. I don't know.
You don't 10. Know.
Guess, my queen. You said what? How many?
10.
No.
No, unfortunately.
50.
It's okay. Chiefs have won, by the way, Ningalibali Mapaganiya. Chiefs in the derby has won 67 of those games. Pirates 38, and only 5 games were abandoned due to violent crowds from the Pirates fans. So anyway, name the swimming strokes, the 4 swimming strokes. What are they? Yes, Debza.
Backstroke.
Mm-hmm.
Butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, guys, you can pass.
Pass. Tati?
There's breaststroke, butterfly, freestyle, the fourth one.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, you've got it. Come on, my
5, 4, 3, 2.
Come on, my queen.
1 and close.
Umkolo. On your back.
No, it's a backstroke, it's breaststroke.
On my belly.
Oh.
On my belly. On my belly.
Oh, my day.
The score is 0-0 in this round.
Oh.
We're about to get naughty.
It makes it interesting.
Oh, the last round without a doubt.
The last round, basically the score is 0-0.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Butterfly, freestyle,
mm-hmm.
Backstroke,
and
breaststroke.
The breaststroke, Eve.
Leoitiso.
Don't make my imagination go wild.
And then you must lift up your head so you can breathe. And then put your head down again. And
oh!
Then, yeah, your stroke.
Ay, mina ngicabanga ukuthi ke amanzi
wabule, wabule, wabule.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sure. Wabathola sikhulu. Nah, manje kuyadlalwa. Thank you.
Kude manekeneke zindala zombili sizobona ukuthi who takes this round, the naughty round. Halala to the ladies, of course.
The naughty round is coming up.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
Let's get to that final round. My queen, are you there? Tati.
I'm here. I'm here.
You made me panic there. Is your guy there?
Debza is here. Debza.
I'm here.
This is a big one, Otiam. This is a huge one. Tati's been here for 3 weeks back to back.
To back.
Imagine. The scores are equal. Whoever wins this round is three questions.
Tati, you know this is your round.
Come on.
You know this is your round.
I can't stress how important this is to Amachita right now.
Oh. Okay, let's go. What is a sperm mask? And how does a sperm mask help your skin?
It's Tati. Ooh,
Tati. Yes, queen.
Tati.
A sperm mask is when you put sperm on your face, and how it helps it. It's the protein in the sperm that helps your face.
But how does it help your face?
Protein, that's what they always say. It rejuvenates your skin, protein.
Okay.
Okay. Now, do you want to give Debs a chance? Debs, I would love to hear your answer.
Yeah, for sure. A sperm mask is when a guy comes on your face and then the woman spreads it all over her face. And then it helps with ensuring that the face is always moisturized. It doesn't become dry. And it clears off the spots on the face.
Mamme. Experience.
All right, Thomas. Who wins that point?
They both got it right.
But who was closer?
Definitely Utsati.
No,
come on, Pema.
Okay, let me read the answers.
So you want to read the answer, Masi?
So that the Kaya family knows. So the answer is, help reduce wrinkles, smoothens the skin, prevents acne and spots. That's what Debs has said. Spots.
In one term, rejuvenate the skin.
That's what she said. No. It's called rejuvenate. No.
In one term.
Are you saying I don't understand what rejuvenate means? Really? Come on. Debs takes that one.
No. They got it right, both of them. No one's getting that one. Well done, guys. You got it. Experience. What is the term used for group sex?
Say that again.
What is the term used for group sex? And what is the minimum number of people needed to participate in this group sex? So what is the term? And how many people do you need for this term to be made?
Debza?
I think a group would be four. And then I think the name would be swingers.
Bambaganjalo. Fumba fair.
And we all.
Fumba fair.
Is the answering service on?
Load shedding.
That is gone.
No. Antibu. Yeah, George.
Hold on, play
you
song.
Are about to do something. Oh my way! I've been saying, "Chaji, let your mama." Wow! Yo, this round
we might cut that song, ne?
So Debuho gave us his answer to the question: what is the minimum? What is the term used for group sex, and what is the minimum number of people needed to participate?
Yeah, he said swingers and four.
Yes,
Tati.
It's four and it's an orgy.
It's four and it's an orgy.
Yes.
You said four and orgy.
Yes.
Here's the correct answer. It is called an orgy, not swingers. But the thing is, we need a minimum of five people to participate in an orgy. Because there's a threesome, there's a foursome. And then there's an orgy. That is five. So who gets the points?
No one gets the point.
Come on, give
no
us something.
No one gets the point. It's wrong. It's not four. It's five.
But it's orgy.
It's four. It's five. Man. It is five. Thomas, it is five. Thomas, what? When we are... No. It is... The answer is five. It's like saying...
Terrible loser.
No, I'm not a terrible loser.
You're a terrible loser.
The answer is... Debza. No, they're back, both of them. They're back, both of them. We took the load shedding in South Africa.
In our country.
I haven't told you. Kingdom of Eswatini.
So you back. I'm just checking on you.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Skuma, check on you guys.
No, he's here.
I'm here.
Gwela, okay, sharp. Come on.
No. No.
So what's the score?
The score is nil-nil.
I would have given you that one because you got the orgy rides, but okay, Masiya, get up.
Oh, another thing. Have you ever been part of one?
Ayibo.
Now I'm asking both of y'all.
Ayibo. I want to know now.
I cheat the fifth.
Debza?
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah.
And yeah. How was it?
Ayibo.
Awesome.
That's an experience, my guy.
Were you swinging or orgy?
That's another thing.
Oh, my man. It was an orgy.
How many people were there, fam?
It was four.
No,
it wasn't an orgy. It was a foursome.
Hey, I said, that's not my sex expect.
They're going to go to the dead.
The one.
Who was the last man standing? You or him?
Ah, Thomas.
Okay, let's get to our third question.
We weren't looking at that. We were just having fun.
Thank you, Kalanat. Mm-hmm. All right.
Here is the decider.
Oh, because.
Guys, please describe the take a kneel sex position. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Describe the take a kneel sex position. And it's an amazing position.
Mm. Wow. Thomas.
No, but you must be.
Are you guys alive?
Really?
John?
No.
Zazi?
No. You see? That controls both.
Zazi?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yes. The question
is... So describe the take a kneel sex position.
Say that again?
Describe the take a kneel sex position.
Zazi?
Yes, Zazi.
It's a position where we are on our knees.
Yeah, on your knees.
Yeah, on your knees.
Both of you, ne?
Both of us.
Okay. Debza?
Okay, it's when the guy is on the knees.
And then?
And the lady is either... is on her back and her back is up like she's
okay showing off. Yes. Okay, yes! Well done. Okay. Damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new winner. Zazi, thank you very much for the beautiful 3 weeks of pay on us, Tandasam. You have been a great sport, man. And Siaz Guti, we have Vuka Xenium 17. You coming in and playing with us means a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Tati.
Debza, Lalela Prime. Next week we have Uya, guys. Funa umto fresh, Jayam. Sfuna fresh, guys.
I see push.
Thank you, Kalagas.
I see push.
Both of us on our knees. I want to tell my cook on my door.
Can't believe it, Joe. I can't believe it.
Oh!
Let's give the guys a chance, right, my queen?
No.
Nah, shame, man.
Congratulate us nicely.
Okay, yeah. Sure, my queen. My heart is broken tonight. But it's okay. We're being fair, man. Shame. Well, and Debza. Kwela. Blow that whistle. Java. Inkliziyo. Before we say goodbye, fam, what's the Kai family saying about games night? Battle of the Sexes.
First of all, they are not happy on Mutsati, but yeah, but proud at the same time. Oh, serious. Okay, I'm going to play you two before Zvai.
Okay.
This one.
Oh, God, what's that? Oh, God. both of us on the knees. Kanjani. Kanjani. Yo. Phela udliwe dismal phela wena. Dismal D.
Let's not be hard on her.
No, not worry. Next week, let's have her to play the game.
Yeah, Mrs. Dismal.
Dismal. Next week,
okay.
No, we are playing. But every time we do a show, we have what we call Ila's call, where someone is saying something that has nothing to do with what we're doing on the radio.
Massif.
Yeah, shows kumba ne family. Yeah, ngidlalele ni chiscope lapho hawe ya tlima. Bapaya abantu abatlima life in Desmond lana. Anidlaleni nje sibe mnandi, sibe ne energy la emsebenzini.
Ya klima out ya.
Mawuqeda wena udlala the most
relaxed song. Relax out. Easy. Imagine.
Hey, we are game.
Tati, I'm going to miss you, my queen.
Battle of the Sexes.
Battle of the Sexes.
On Last Call.
On Last Call.
Last Call with Thomas and Skumba.
Monday to Friday nights.
On Kaya 959.